Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know at BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your saber call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. If you are on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. Going to jump straight in and going to go to our segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pecconi's, and that's IGA, Edmonton and Brisbane, and they give us a box of fruit here at Bumabrippa Media, and healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver, Which Way Yarning, with the Edmonton Police. And we're going to catch up and yarn with Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke, and she brought her bodyguard Alex Kosh, Constable with the organisation, with the fantastic Edmonton Police. Our topic here is, if it's flooded, forget it. Now, the message could be clearer. If it's flooded, forget it. However, many Queenslanders risk their lives by attempting to drive through flooded roads. State government research revealed 29% of all Queensland drivers had risked driving on flooded roads. So, look, a very important conversation, and bring the two officers into the conversation. A very good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, I'm well. Let me get your right microphone there. Yeah, you good? Good morning.
Good morning.
Fantastic. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, first, I'm back 2021, and it looks great to see you. Good festive season for you.
Wonderful, thank you.
Good.
Yep.
Excellent. And you also got a bodyguard with you. That's Alex Kosh. Alex, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very good, thank you.
Fantastic. So, what is it, first year with the police?
Yeah, first year, about 8 months in.
8 months in, all right. And you stem from?
From Adelaide.
From Adelaide. Yeah. Saw the light and come to far north Queensland, eh?
Yeah, just about.
All right, good. Well, welcome to the area and welcome to the police force and welcome to this program, my friend. A deadly program. Nicole, we've been running for about something like 4 or 5 years now with this program.
Yep.
Big shout out to cousin Rob Hollingsworth, police liaison officer, former. He's now left the industry.
Yes.
I think he's going back to pole dancing. I don't know what he's doing, my brother, but love to catch up with the cuss. Hope you're well, Rob. Big shout out, Rob. Now, look, very important conversation. If it's flooded, forget it.
Yes. So we thought it was an appropriate time to talk about if it's flooded, forget it, because of we're in the middle of cyclone season.
Yes, it is. Monsoonal, yep.
Yep. And just how it is, it's a very common occurrence for people to become stranded in flooded waters, attempting to cross.
Mm. It's so blatant, that slogan-y, isn't it?
Yeah.
If it's flooded, forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't even bother.
If the water is over, just forget about it. Turn around and go back, because it's, and you see it on the news all the time, just because you've driven over that particular area billions of times before in your life doesn't mean that there could always be that one time where you get washed away.
Well, we don't know what's under the water.
No.
You know, the road could be taken out, for example.
Yep.
You know, logs there or whatever.
Yeah, and that's what the research tells us. That's what they suggest. The Queensland government has said that you can't see under the water. You don't know what the debris is that's under there.
Mm.
You don't even know if the road is actually still there.
That's right.
So,
smiley crocodile there looking at you. You know what I mean? And there's far north Queensland.
I've seen people cross there, get stranded in the middle, then open all the car doors, thinking that's going to help them. And it didn't work for them.
No.
They're very, very lucky that none of them got washed away. Had there been they were all adults, but had there been smaller, some children's child size, that child would have definitely gotten washed away.
Well, best be safe than sorry. And, you know, when you look at it, if they did turn around, well, they still got a car, and 3-4 hours later, they can cross that same road.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the water's receded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. that otherwise they're putting themselves in danger. That's and other people.
It's unnecessary danger too, because then it also you have to get rescuers to come and get you and equipment and things like that. Whereas if it is flooding, that means that rescuers and the people in the know-how, all those highly trained people, they are in other areas.
Exactly.
Attending to other situations. So help could be a long time away.
Sure.
Can you hang on for that long? Who knows?
Well, Mother Nature itself will cause rescues.
Yeah.
So when a human being makes the decision of crossing that road, it creates another havoc.
Yeah, that's
right. It
creates
another rescue.
Yeah.
Which is not needed, really.
And as we know, Mother Nature, she is unrelenting. So
exactly.
I wouldn't be – don't – no, our message is do not risk it. Don't risk yourself. Don't risk your family, your vehicle. Do you have money to replace it? Who knows? That's not even the point.
That's not the point. No, exactly. What are the safety messages there for that then? We'll go to you, Alex.
Yeah, so there are a few safety messages that you can heed apart from the most important one, which is if it's flooded, forget it. Take heed of a road closure signage. So if you see a sign like that, turn around. Don't remove the sign either.
And some people would do that.
Yeah.
Or they'll just drive past it, won't they?
Yeah,
they remove the sign, yeah.
Yeah, continue. Sorry, Alex.
Just be aware that water may be deeper than you think, and because of that, there may be objects underneath the water that can damage your vehicle. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Always plan your trips and routes. There's up-to-date information on the road network, including incidents and closures, and that's always available by phoning 131940 or visiting the RACQ Road Conditions website. Always plan alternative routes. Pack food and drinks to sit it out in case you are blocked by flood water. Always check the weather forecast before leaving, and of course call 000 if you're caught or see someone caught and ask for the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services.
So very important safety messages there, and it's just about thinking before you act, before you drive.
Like with all of that, water attracts kids, so where there's flooding water, kids are just attracted to water. It doesn't matter what sort of type of water it is, they're attracted to it. Please make sure you keep all your kids away from any sort of creeks and dams and things like that. Because
well, it's inviting, isn't it, the water? And so we've got to watch our young ones who think that, man, this looks fun.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a dangerous position they put themselves in.
And I remember swimming in creeks when it was flooding when I was a kid, and I don't know how I didn't get swept away. And
exactly.
It is dangerous. Not only getting swept away, but debris coming down.
Well, exactly.
And roofings, drainage. Tin and drainage, like that can come down and just, slit your throat or something like that.
Exactly,
so keep your kids away from the water, please.
So I'll be lackadaisy in that position, of course.
Yeah.
It is cyclone season, as you mentioned, and so we need to step up in regarding safeties and in regard to our thought process when driving out and about,
Yep.
And also we clean up your yards, things like that, But there's potential missiles in the back of your yard.
Remove anything that can smash into you or your home. If you have outdoor, so you start outside really, and then work your way back in. Like you said, clean your yard up, and if you've got a pool, chuck a lot of that outdoor furniture stuff in your pool. Submerge it so it can't blow away.
True. Yeah. Yep.
Trim your tree tops and your tree branches well clear of your home, and. Make sure that your gutters are all clear so that water can get away from your home as well.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a storm surge or a warning or other flooding, know where your nearest safe high ground is and the safest access route to get to it. So this comes down to your pre-planning. Comes down to your exit plan, I guess, evacuation plan. Have that... Like even just run through it with your family so everyone's got a basic understanding. Prepare yourself an emergency kit. So have a bag ready to go with torches and transistor radio, so radios that run on batteries, and have in there plastic bags and, basic first aid kit and a change of clothes, and have your documents, your important documents ready to go, things like birth certificates or if you're relying on prescriptions and things like that, have them all ready just to chuck in the bag and walk out the door. And
it's all about preparation, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, tinned foods and juices, things like that. So you'll know what needs to go in that bag to suit your own circumstances and your own medical needs if you have them. So,
Alex, when a cyclone watch is issued, what else can we look for?
Recheck your property for any loose material and tie it down, or you can fill it with water. Mm-hmm. Make sure your vehicle's fuel tanks are all full, and check your emergency kits and water containers and make sure they're all filled up just in case you get stuck. Ensure that your family members know the strongest part of the house and what to do if there is a cyclone warning and you need to move there. Tune into your local radio or TV for further information and warnings, and always check on your neighbours as well and make sure they're okay and are preparing.
Exactly. So we're checking on your neighbours, and like we just come through COVID-19 and actually still in the pandemic, you know. And hats off to a lot of Australians, especially up here in Queensland. We've done a fantastic job in looking out for our neighbours, and here it is in regarding Cyclone Watch. So it's about love and respecting family and friends in the neighbours.
Being neighboury.
Neighboury.
Yep. Yeah. Get yourself sorted and while and after you've done that, check in on your neighbours, and if they need help, give a bit of help where you can, and you know, just making sure we can all get through whatever it is we're going through together.
Exactly. Yep. It is the monsoonal season. Yeah, cyclone period. For people living up here in far north Queensland, they're well aware of the cyclone season. Probably new to you, Alex, coming from Adelaide, 8 months here in this area. It's regular, something that we know about every year we go through this. And we've had some stormy ones, don't worry about that. But we had some just pass over and just fizzle out. So we just had ex-cyclone Kimmy. Blown a little bit of wind there, but then fizzled out.
Yep.
But there may be another one brewing in regard to keep your eye on the Bureau of Meteorology and check out where lows are forming into a cyclone.
And with here in Cairns, there is you can subscribe to the, if you go onto the website, Cairns Regional Council, and then just follow the prompt, you know, follow the bouncing ball, go through the cyclone thing, and you can register, put your phone number in there, and they'll send you messages and things like that when it gets a bit.
Well, technology, we've got that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of apps out there.
But don't rely, like if we lose power and your phone's not charged, you don't have anything. So,
sure, exactly.
This is where you need your transistor radio so that you can be constantly in the know with the updating yourself with the information.
The other thing I want to bring to the table is the generators we have out there.
Yes.
Very important. Do not have your generators indoors.
No.
Fatal in regard to carbon dioxide that you can't breathe in.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. So have it outside, and you have a long extension lead cord. Yep. That's what that brings in the electricity.
Yeah. So while these things are wonderful and they help us to keep, you know, things running that we need running, there's still that element of danger with the running the cord itself and having it far away enough so that we don't. It's the fumes are not going to be noxious to us. Yeah,
exactly.
So anything you do, just double check. Is there any danger with this? Is there any danger? Constantly ask yourself, and what's important now? What do I have to do now? That kind of thing, so that we're all safe and your kids, your family safe.
So, Alex, with a new kid on the block, have you ever been through a cyclone, brother?
No, never.
Never ever. Not that you want to, but no. Like you said, you're living in this area now, and it may come upon you. So. You probably, you said new to the area, so you probably have to take on board advice from your colleagues.
That's right. I'm learning as much as anyone else.
Exactly. Yeah, good. And your family up here?
No, it's just me and my partner.
All right, fantastic. Your partner's not with the force?
No, she's a baker.
But she's a sergeant at home, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah, she's the boss.
She's the boss.
There you go. All right, fantastic. Alex, nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Nicole, all the best, my sister.
Thank you so much, and thank you for moving us sooner in that little time slot.
We
very
can do that for Edmonton Police, and thank you very much. Big shout out to the team. Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay is on board.
He's taking a little time off, and he will be back in, I think, two or 3 weeks.
All right.
Yep.
So the boss man's at the office.
As soon as he's back, I'll bring him in and
we'll say hello.
He can get back on the airwaves,
All right, Alex, all the best. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you
Talk
so much.
Talk soon, sister. All the best. Our beautiful yarn there with Edmonton Police, the segment Which Way Yarning, and that was Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke and Alex Kosh, he's a constable and new to the force, 8 months in the job, coming from Adelaide, and we're talking about the cyclonic seasons we're having up here in far north Queensland, monsoonal season, and like I said, new for Alex, but for a lot of visitors in this area, but for our locals, we do know, but we do get complacent. don't get complacent in regard to abiding by the rules. If it's flooded, forget it. I mean, how simple is that in regard to that that order as such, you know, and keeping your family safe. But also the pandemic as well. We are in a pandemic and COVID-19 still with us in 2021, so need to abide by the rules as well in keeping us safe there so it doesn't have a new batch coming through. Otherwise, have you say your mob, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that deadly number 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with a bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Let's go to the same man as the man in the seat here, Trendy Trev. Same man every day, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. And this daily track is the same man with Dan Sultan. Take a listen.
Yeah! G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch over yarn there with the Gordonville State High School teacher, HPE teacher, Mr. Wesley Hull. We've had interaction with this deadly lad for a while over the years, and also have memories of my beautiful mother working at Gordonville High School as a Indigenous liaison officer. So this deadly man here, Wesley Hull, he's also AFL Schools Ambassador, AFL Multicultural Community Ambassador, and Futsal Education Ambassador, but also does a bit of stuff on the side regarding music. And we're going to talk about this fantastic opportunity of two songs that have come to the table, working closely with our Indigenous students. A very good morning, Wesley. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good, Trevor.
Great to see you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, you sent me an email the other day regarding two songs that you put out there working with these deadly students from Gordonville High School, our First Nation students. So tell us about how it all came about. And also, one of the songs has been picked up by an American-based songwriting contest and going into the semifinals, which wasn't the plan, but... Paint the picture for us, please, Brother Wesley.
Thank you. Well, look, for a number of years, even though I'm a PE teacher at the state school there, I've had a musical interest in doing volunteer work to try and get kids interested in performance. And this is above and beyond the normal arts program, which still exists.
Yes.
This is just something that says, I've got something to offer, and I think the kids, you know, might enjoy it. So I've been running a percussion group for 2 years, and this year, when we had the COVID-19 closures of the schools, it was put to me, hey, do you want to put something together with the kids so that maybe we can get it up on social media, so something the kids are interactive in.
And so what grade of students were you talking?
All of them ended up being year six students.
Okay.
So they're all around that, well, started as 11-year-olds by the time we finished the year 12-year-olds.
Were they in music classes as such?
Well, they all do music all do, through the curriculum, yes, six, yeah. But this was a couple of them did additional stuff. So I said, well, I've got this song kicking around that I'd written the previous year when we took a group of kids down to Mackay for an AFL carnival. And I said, can we do something?
So the AFL footballers singing the song?
No, as it turned out, no. the intention was for them to do it in 2019, but it never happened, so I've resurrected it for 2020.
Yes.
Now, the idea was, let's sit down, rehearse, and we'll get some musicians from amongst the kids. So one of the girls plays keyboard. Yes. There's a boy there plays guitar, another one helping with percussion. And then we had a group of singers, seven girls singing. And then we had, beyond that, a group of dancers who actually learned the steps to it. So we did this initially to do a performance within the school.
Okay.
A live performance, which is what we did, and it seemed to be received pretty well. Then the school year ended, but along the way we actually recorded the song. We took them to Tom Tyson's recording studio.
Big shout out, Tom.
Beach. Mm-hmm. And he was very happy to say, well, let's see if we can put this track into a format that could be released somehow.
Yes.
And we did. And so we took the kids one group one weekend, we laid down the music track, we took them a couple of weekends later so that the singers could do their bit, and then we worked in a bit of a hurry to get to the end of the year.
Sure.
So that kids could actually have it as a bit of a farewell gift for their time in primary school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Merry Christmas.
So I wouldn't say the song was complete, but it was certainly good enough to give these copies out. So then we got to the holidays and I thought, well, there's the song. We've done our work. We've got a real toe-tapping sort of song happening here, something I could be proud of. But is that the end of it? And sitting around on holidays, I just happened to notice, scrolling through Facebook, a songwriting competition, which is based in America. And I read the criteria.
You went out on a whim?
That's right, I did, on a whim. I read the criteria, though, which said... it had to be about connection and communication. And I thought, well, when I first wrote Saddy Cat, even though on face value...
The slender song, Saddy Cat.
That's right. Even though on face value it seems like a cat, I actually wrote it as a way of saying, you've got the R-U-O-K
slogan.
Initiative and slogan out That's there. Right. Exactly. It's about connecting with people. If it looks like they're down or if they don't seem right, reach out to them. And that's what Sadie Cat is when you look at the lyrics. Okay. It's saying, why are you crying? Why aren't you laughing? What's the matter? Is there something wrong? And so even though it was a fun take on that, it still is a song about reaching out. And so I sent it in, not expecting whatsoever to have any success. It was just out of interest, really. And then blow me down with a feather if they don't come back a few weeks later and say, hey, your song has reached semi-final stage, and so now you can actually have the song up on their website where people can vote for it and potentially go from semi-finalist to finalist.
Thank you to WWW.
Well, yeah, that's
the
right.
Internet, there
that's
it
right.
is.
Thank you to them.
Gordonville here in far north Queensland.
And not a bad way to spend those idle moments either, scrolling around through Facebook to sort of stumble across that.
Well, it's meant to be.
I think
and
in a lot of ways.
And that's how we
is.
See it as First Nation people. Well, life itself, you know, and the planets line up and whatever's going to be, KSRR, you could chuck that in there as well. It was meant to be. Sadie Cat is on the airwaves, so to speak.
It will be. Now, we have already spoken to Tom and we're getting in touch with the girls when we get back to school next week to say, look how far we've come. Would you all like to get together again and say, well, we did well last time. How would you like to do it again? And let's take it to another level.
There's a powerful tool of engagement.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a powerful tool of inspiration, aspiration, you know, and look what I've done or look what I was a part of. So it broadens the horizon, doesn't it? Broadens your vision.
Certainly in those ways. And also I think by getting them together again, it's actually furthering that idea of
together
again. Let's
connection.
Let's make it better. Let's go further. Let's not be content with this. Let's go and go to another level. I think that's a great skill as well.
Exactly. So Sadie Cat, and there's another song as well.
I sent you Lament. That's from a different thing that I've been doing. I have, for quite a few years now, been working on a thing called Time, which is a collection of songs detailing the history of the Gordonville region through from creation right through to a vision of the future. And Lament is one of the songs, probably the most upbeat of the songs on there. And the theory behind it, and I've had a couple of independent elders have said to me, what you've said there is fine, where initially the Mullumbarra people would have actually heard through the grapevines that white man was coming or had arrived. And the song is a bit of a reflection of saying, does that mean that our lives change forever? Now, of course, that is what's happened.
Sure.
But on those days, I'm trying to imagine what must it have been like then to say what we've known for centuries, for eons,
exactly,
is suddenly going to change. And so it's a song that's trying to tap into that.
Beautiful. So. Look, and that's a bridge builder. It's about educating people who will, pardon the pun, you as a teacher, HPE teacher, Gordonville State High School, Wesley. It's about educating people who will, you know, walk a mile in someone's shoes.
Absolutely, you know? Right, yes.
And look, this is fantastic, and that's why I was happy to bring you in and have a chat and have a yarn after you emailed me the songs, and Sadie Cat just got recognised over there in America at this American-based songwriting contest. So, look, too deadly is what we would say, and I want to thank you very much for coming in, and big shout-out to those deadly students, and you're back at school next week, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, but you start work tomorrow?
I'm back there tomorrow, yeah, but...
Big shout out, and look, thank you very much, Wiz, and we're going to keep in touch, and beginning of many, and the relationship, the bridge is built, so we can walk back and forth on that bridge. To our Daily Mob out there, you are tuned in to National Talk Black, yarning with the Baldy on, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Give me a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. All right, Wes, we're going to go to the airwaves now and have a listen to Sadie Cat. Have a listen, your mob, Too Deadly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So there it is, Yarn Up Strong there with Wesley Hull and HPE teacher at Gordonville State High School. And we're going to have a listen to Sadie Cat. Hope you enjoyed. And like I said, rave review over America at a songwriting competition. Made the semi-final. Don't know where we're going from there, but the fact that it's went off the shores here, the Big Island, went over to America and got recognised. Too deadly. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black. We'll be right back.
dressed again. That is very bad. Makes me feel so sad. You can fly away in the sky away. You're more lucky than me. Yellow bird up high in banana tree. Yellow bird, you sit all alone like me. Better fly away in the sky away. Pick a coming soon, pick from night to noon. Black and yellow you, like banana too. They may pick you someday. Wish that I was a yellow bird. I fly away with you. But I am not a yellow bird. So I sit, nothing else to do.
Track there by our sister Jessica Mowboy, Yellow Bird, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, squeezing a yarn, your mob, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black and call that number, 1-800-422-416. And yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host, your daily program, National Talk Black. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and house there at the First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, far north Queensland. And Deadly station is Bummer Bipper Media BBM 98.7 FM. You can also text our brother 045-714-0550 and Keyboard Warriors on the webpage as well, and on Facebook BBM 98.7 FM. So do add to the conversation. Had a deadly yarn with the new charity to provide free legal advice from vulnerable Australians, and spoke there to the gentleman there talking about the free legal advice to all the mob out there. If you're in a situation where you do need legal advice, well, there's free legal advice, and that number is 1-800-161-196. The number again is 1-800-161-196, or otherwise go online, check out their webpage, all the W's, everydayjustice.com.au. That's everydayjustice, one word, .com.au. If you're looking for legal advice, and no matter what the legality is, there's advice there for you, and to steer you in the right direction anyway. Also want to give a big shout out to Samantha, beautiful sister over there at WA, lovely lady, loyal listener, non-Indigenous sister, and love supporting our program and supporting our First Nation Radio Station. Tunes in every day and tunes in this daily program. So thinking of you, my sister. Missed your call yesterday, but hope you're well, and stay upbeat. Too deadly. Have you say yarn up song, you mob? 1-800-422-416. Let's go black to reality. Rochelle Watson Pitt, big shout out, my sister.
You can do it now before we run out of time. And if you wanna help me, the Aborigine.
Genocide combined, tell them in the darkness, resilience thrives with an unmatched beauty and fire in her eyes. She burns as bright as the stars in the sky, cause a warrior spirit is very hard to come by. So when they ask what's a woman's worth, you say the greatest gift alive on earth.
Beautiful queen that I've ever seen, holding it down for your family. On your grind, you always smile, being real on the inside. Earth, wind, fire, shining star. Essence to stand wherever you are. Hold the seeds of birth. You're the queen of mother.
Sister girl, black diamond shining bright. I see you carry yourself with beautiful pride. Giving hope, raising kids for our future. A smile without a reason, you're a gift of a teacher. You're the strongest woman that I've ever seen. Work hard, projecting positivity. Holding it down, homegrown in that tapestry. Giving room to dream, no silver spoon to feed. Baby girl, be proud, make the best choice in life. Keep your head up, this my only advice. Your love stirs in the belly of these streets. Careful what you learn, finding your inner peace. You're more loud than you could possibly see. Like a rose that grew in these concrete seeds. Each day there's hope, always remember, I got your back in any type of weather.
Beautiful queen that I've ever seen, holding it down for your family. On your grind, you always smile, being real on the inside. Earth, wind, fire, shining star. Essence to stand wherever you are. Hold the seeds of birth. You're the queen of mother.
This is for my sisters on the streets, feeling broken, but why give it to the feet? Keep your head up. And this is for my single moms at home, raising baby all alone, cause that's gonna keep your head up. And
And this is for my independent girls that be taking on the world, not a father, keep your head up. And this is for my frontline women who've been there from the beginning, stand tall and keep your head up.
Yeah, deadly track there. Sister Girl Aretha, big shout out to all our beautiful women out there. Girls can do anything, leading from the front. We need more female CEOs, female chairpersons, managers, owners of businesses. Yeah, to deadly, my sister's strong advocate of beautiful women. Fantastic. Have your say, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416 is the number, but you may have to do it tomorrow. Murray going to sign off here very soon. News here about Donald Trump records farewell speech, saying is only just the beginning, extends his best wishes to Biden administration. US President Donald Trump has called for people to pray for Joe Biden's incoming administration, but declined to acknowledge his Democratic successor by name in a recorded farewell speech released by the White House. So yeah, there it is. I think last time we'd be calling him President Donald Trump. He's out of here. And here's a little funny slogan from Shawnee Drillbro, a funny black comedian. He posted on Facebook there. He reckoned, ha, 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 how are you going to be the same colour as a peach and be impeached? It's like being black and being blacklisted. You're too funny, Shawnee Drillbro. One love, my brother. There's a statement there. Murray got a sign off here. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and more importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. Abide by the rules that are upon us to keep us all safe, your mob. Too deadly. Murray Man, have a listen. Roger Knox takes us up to the news. First Nation radio station here, Bumabripa Media. National Talk Black.
Love was made, maritime brothers, sisters. Now our time's growing short. Do we fear what we face? Do we carry a torch? How long do these scars take to heal? To be free once again. Marie man, Marie woman, do you still walk on that same ground?